Hello, and welcome back to Crusade With Me Podcast. Today's episode, episode 19, Get It! I'm excited that you're here with us, and we're going to dive deep into Ephesians 6 and discover the full armor of God. Whether you're facing challenges in your personal life, in your work life, or in your faith, this message is for you. Finally, brothers, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. We're going to be focusing on Ephesians 6, 10 through 20, where Paul urges us to put on the full armor of God. Not just for a few pieces, but the whole armor. But why? Let's find out today, and let's also talk about how you can use this armor in practical ways every single day. Well, it took me till the 19th episode to actually do this. Shame on me that I would go into putting on the full armor of God with a podcast titled Crusade With Me. So I apologize. I probably should have done this much earlier. But in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, it says, finally be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. This is what I want us to focus on and think about. This isn't about our strength. You know, in Joshua 1:9, it is written, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. And do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. This is about Christ's strength working in us. Through baptism, we are connected to Christ's victory over sin, death, and the devil. Our strength comes from Christ, who has already won the ultimate battle. So before we even put on the armor, we need to recognize where our power comes from. Are you trusting in Christ's strength today? Are you doing it on your own? So, as I often and always, or not always, but often say, the way you fight this battle is you start by praying and saying, Lord, I can't do this without you. In Ephesians 6, beginning in verse 14, it says, stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth. You know, in Roman soldiers' armor, the belt held everything together. And truth does the same for us. We have to be grounded in truth. We can't be living fantasies. We can't be focused on far-fetched, non-realistic dreams. We have to be focused on truth. And where do we get truth? For the Christian, truth isn't just facts. It's the gospel truth. We are forgiven. That is the truth. We are made new in Christ. And this is our firm foundation. Ask yourself, what lies am I believing today? Lies about my worth, my relationships, or my future? The truth of the gospel sets us free. You've heard that many times. I almost hate saying that saying. But you really do need to know, and you need to lean into this and understand you are a forgiven child of God. When you start to feel overwhelmed or confused, remember that truth. You are redeemed in Christ. And the rest of verse 14 in Ephesians chapter 6 says, "And having put on the breastplate of righteousness." The righteousness Paul's talking about isn't our own. It's Christ's righteousness, credited to us by faith. This is the great exchange. Jesus takes our sin and gives us his perfect righteousness. So what does this look like practically? When you feel the weight of guilt, remind yourself, I am righteous in Christ. That righteousness protects your heart, and it allows you to live a life that's holy and pleasing to God. Not because of what you've done, but because of what Christ has done for you. And I have probably needed to state that when I had the episode titled Perfection. And I would like, if you have not listened to that podcast, please go back and look up Crusade with Me, the episode entitled Perfection, because that is the perfection, and it is Christ. Then in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15, it says, "And as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace." See, back in this time, and keep in mind, Paul wrote this letter, and I can't help but think that he got familiar with Roman soldiers and what Roman armor looked like, the Roman soldiers wore what I think we would refer to today as half boots. And they actually had nails sticking out of the bottom of those boots to help them get more traction, to help them have a really strong, solid stance, or maybe we should say had a strong foundation. And so the shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. So peace with God through the gospel is what allows us to stand firm. In a world filled with conflict, we wear peace like shoes keep us steady, like the Roman half boots with the nails was a good foundation. We need to lean into and understand our peace. And that is our foundation, and that's why it is the shoes. What areas of your life feel chaotic or unsettled? Whether it's in your relationships, your work, or your personal fears, the gospel does give you peace. Walk confidently, knowing Christ has made peace between you and God. The peace of God keeps you calm and focused. Use it to bring peace into your daily life. Then we move down to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. And it says, "And in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, that which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one." Again, I am a little bit of a history buff. I don't know if many of you realize this, but in this era, oftentimes, archers, they would take their arrows and dip them in pitch and set them on fire, which is kind of like a tar, an oily-based tar, and it's obviously flammable. Do you know what the Roman soldiers would do to combat this? They had this great shield, right? It's almost the size of a man, because they could stand behind it. They would make these they could make this shield wall standing next to each other and putting these shields in front of them. But oftentimes before a battle began, do you know what they did? They took these shields, which were wooden shields, but they were covered in leather. And they would put them in water and soak them and let that leather and the wood absorb the water. And that is what can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. The shield of faith. So faith is the shield that protects us from the devil's attacks, doubts, lies, temptations, and fears. It's faith in the promise of God. Faith that Christ is for us, no matter what. And I can't help but thinking about, you know, a Roman soldier. That's I've said this numerous times. I've always loved history. And then when you read the Bible, and I mean read the Bible as in cross-referencing and looking back and forth, how layered the Bible can be. So we are talking about, and Paul's writing in Romans, Ephesians 6:16, about take up your shield of faith to extinguish the flaming darts, right? And I was just talking about shields and that the Roman soldiers oftentimes would soak them in water. I can't help but believe, just like we were talking about earlier in our foundation to understand truth and to be strong in the Lord, the foundation, the belt of truth, the shoes, the breastplates of righteousness, the shoes of the gospel, and the shield of faith. I can't help but think how soaking my shield in water before I go into battle, it's like they're baptizing their shields. This whole section of Ephesians is really pointing back, in my mind, is pointing back to baptism. Because it says, put on. Just like in baptism, we put on Christ. We are buried with Christ, raised to walk in newness of life. We are cleansed. We are ready. And that provides faith. As I said, when life throws us the fire arrows, those doubts, those temptations, those fears, remember the shield of faith. Faith doesn't come from your own strength, but from God's word. When you feel under attack, hold up that shield by remembering God's promises. Start by praying, I trust in you, Lord, no matter what happens. And then in Ephesians 6, chapter 7, or verse 17, we talk about the helmet of salvation. He says, take the helmet of salvation. Your head is where you think, and the helmet of salvation protects your mind from doubt and despair. Salvation means you're secure forever in Christ. Nothing can take that away from you. So when the devil tries to make you doubt your salvation, or when you're struggling with anxiety or depression, remind yourself of the victory Christ has already won. He has saved you. Your salvation is not in your hands. It's in Christ's hands. He will never let you go. And then the other half of 17, verse 17 of Ephesians 6, and it says, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The sword is the only offensive weapon in this armor. The Word of God is powerful. It cuts through lies. It strengthens our faith, and it defeats the devil. I think back to when the devil was tempting Christ in the wilderness after his baptism. What did Christ say to the devil? He kept quoting scripture. That's what he did. And that is our example. Are you using God's word in your life? One powerful tool is memorizing scripture. And I've said that numerous times. Kathy and I talked about our faith as we were growing up. And we were in congregations that they pressed that strongly to memorize scripture. So when you face a trial or a lie from the devil, quote scripture. Whether it's a promise, a command, or a psalm of praise, God's word is the sword you wield. Take time daily to read your Bible, and it is your weapon for victory. And then Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, he writes, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. Prayer is the way we stay connected to God in all circumstances. Through prayer, we continue to put on the armor and ask God to strengthen us. Don't just pray in the morning or at bedtime. Pray throughout the day. Lord, help me put on your armor today. Strengthen my faith. Protect my heart. Give me peace. Prayer should be as natural as breathing. And I've talked about a breath prayer. And Lord, help me put on the armor today is a breath prayer. You can say that in a couple of breaths. Strengthen my faith. That's a breath prayer. Protect my heart. That's a breath prayer. Give me peace. That's a breath prayer. The more you pray, the stronger you'll become in the armor of God. Now, as I wrap this up, let's remember this. Putting on the full armor of God isn't just a one-time thing. It is a daily decision. When you wake up tomorrow, choose to put on the armor. Start with the truth. Move to righteousness. Carry peace. Raise your shield of faith. Remember your salvation and wield the sword of God's word and pray continually. This is important. And I've talked about daily rigor and the things we need to do, building good habits. We start small, and then you keep adding. You do it for a week, and then you add a little bit more. You do it for another week, and you add a little bit more. This is something, if you want to crusade with me, you need to do to put on the full armor of God and do it daily. And when you wake up and you put on the armor, you're going to start feeling that strength and that peace and that comfort. And as you read God's word, you're going to grow in strength to fight. And this armor just isn't for surviving the tough times. It's for thriving. It will help you become bold, confident, full of peace as you face the challenges of life. No matter what you're going through, whether it's a tough day at work, a strained relationship, or a spiritual battle, God's armor is there to help you stand firm and keep moving forward. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for providing us with your full armor. Help us put it on every day stand firm in your strength, and live boldly for you. In Jesus' name we pray, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope you're feeling energized and ready to face the world with full armor of God. Remember, you're not alone in the fight. God is with you, and He's given you everything you need to stand firm. Keep walking in the faith, keep praying, and keep putting on that armor. If this episode blessed you, share it with your friends and encourage them to join us next time as we dive even deeper into living out our faith in Christ. And until then, crusade with me.